This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Working my way through it, Gator. Working my way through it. Here's the deal. What we're seeing, what we're hearing in some extreme takes and saying that Brad Holmes is already grossly incompetent and arrogant and malpractice, and some of these terms have been used because they haven't made a trade already. I have to cut people some slack because this is the manifestation of being a fan of what has been a pretty brutal organization for everyone's entire life until now. They're not a brutal organization anymore. In fact, they're a damn smart organization. And they've made more good decisions in the first 4 years of the Brad Holmes era than probably, honestly, the totality of any previous regime. If you put up all their good decisions, I think they've probably lapped the field with good decisions. And so there is indeed a desperation because we've never seen a team that was Super Bowl worthy actually do something like make the Super Bowl. And there's no reason to think that this group can't. Hell, we've never seen 2 playoff wins. Like literally in our lifetime. Never seen 2 playoff wins in a season.
This is true until last year.
Yeah. So there's already ceilings being broken, but some of the takes, like that guy would rather them make a trade for a player to get hurt in Detroit than not make a trade and find out that the player they wanted gets hurt elsewhere. Because at least they tried. That is a manifestation of how desperate we are to even think that way. He's thinking already that the player that we covet this weekend is going to get hurt. So trade for him now. So if he gets hurt, at least he gets hurt with us.
So it could show to him that at least they tried.
Yes.
They tried and it failed, but they tried.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I think it's a moronic take, but that's okay.
Yep. But
I also think that it's not just the 60 years. I think this is this is every fan base in football. You don't think the Chiefs fans are screaming they got to go out and get somebody?
I don't think
they're relieved that they did?
No, actually, I don't. I think this fan base has been through something so unique that it probably leads to some unique stuff. But 248-539-9797.
Also, Doug, this is a fan base now with expectations, you know? We feel like we have a new job after a couple of years, right? Well, this is what it's like. I mean, there's real Super Bowl aspirations, not just from management and the players, but from the fan base. So they see an opportunity. Yeah, you're going to take some crazy calls. Like that last call, you know, the one trading for a player that's hurt, that Gator and I cannot defend that, okay? But it shows to the desperation of the fan base wanting to make a move
without
while they
question.
Have a chance.
And, you know, Kenny, we were during a commercial break. I was outside the studio. I went and laid down on the couch out there. It was healthy. Kenny came over and said, you know what this is? He goes, you date and you get cheated on. You date again and you get cheated on. And then you got another girlfriend. She cheats on you. And then you got another girlfriend. She cheats on. Now you got a girlfriend that's good. But guess what? You have trust issues. And the fan base has trust issues with the organization still. And so even though I think most people say Brad Holmes has been a hell of a GM, they still have some deep-seated trust issues. 248-539-9797. Ralph, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. So this may be an extreme take, and I never heard anybody come out with this approach. Even Mike Valenian, I'm kind of shocked. So we all can agree that Aiden Hutchinson can't be replaced. Okay? He's one of not many, right?
Correct.
So here's my theory. Considering that Wingo is coming back, and Broderick Martin just recently came off. He's coming back this week. Well, considering that Hutch can't be replaced, is it possible that Brad Holmes, who loves his draft picks, is it possible that he's looking to replace Barnes, if anything, to which my choice would be Arden Key. I like Za'Darius Smith, but I prefer Arden Key, as well as with everything that's going on with Jameson Williams, not knowing with all the legal issues and considering that the NFL may possibly suspend him for more games, maybe Brad is taking his sweet time, and the ultimate situation is that he'll double down on the offense, and maybe he might pick up an elite receiver to replace Jameson.
Elite? I would think that Brad Holmes would have a good handle of the situation of the likelihood of Jameson Williams getting a further suspension.
Look out.
What happened, Ralph?
I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry,
it wasn't you they were coming after, right?
Oh, it sounded like an ambulance.
No.
Well, good. I'm glad. So replacing Derek Barnes is different than replacing Aiden Hutchinson. You're right about that. Is that something that they may try and do and get more of a linebacker type, a more versatile player? Yeah, that is. As far as adding, I mean, you use the term elite receiver. I don't know that you need to add an elite receiver. Would they get another one?
Oh,
maybe.
I guess I would look at this another way. I mean, the players he mentioned with Mekhi Wingo and Broderick Martin. Broderick Martin's a defensive tackle. Yep. Mekhi Wingo is one of these versatile guys, can play inside, outside, but he has shown nothing to make you think that he's going to be an answer as a defensive end.
Not yet.
So that has nothing to do with what they go out and acquire. And as far as you want Arden Key over Za'Darius Smith, that might be the most recency bias thing I've ever heard. Za'Darius Smith is a proven Pro Bowl playing edge rusher. Arden Key had a nice game against the Lions.
If Arden Key is traded for and thought of as the replacement for Derek Barnes, I could see that. But I don't think of him as, he's not the replacement for Aiden Hutchinson.
I guess I would say I better see more than that.
Yeah, but you know what? I know it's recency bias, Gator, but he's done more than any defensive end that the Lions have brought out there since the Hutch injury, as far as beating a man one-on-one. And Taylor Decker's a decent left tackle in this league. You know, he ran right around him twice, right? And I think Trevor Nowoski actually is going to be the Barnes replacement.
Yep.
I think I'm strictly looking at a defensive end at this point that can just occasionally, because no one's going to be Hutch, but that occasionally can beat his man and get a sack when the Lions need it.
Yeah, I guess I'm not jazzed about Arden Key unless he's a second piece to the puzzle. You get me Za'Darius Smith alone, I'm fine with it. Za'Darius Smith and Arden Key, there we go. If it's just Arden Key, not so much.
Arden Key is like a 6-sack-a-season guy.
At best.
Yeah.
His career high is 6.5.
So here is his last 4 years. 6.5, 4.5, 6. He's got 3 this year. So, I mean, that's probably what you'd be getting is a guy who had a few sacks, but at least he can pressure a quarterback and play the Derek Barnes role. In fact, he might be better at the Derek Barnes role than Derek Barnes.
Oh, give me another player, too. Don't have a defensive end.
Let's go to Matt. You're next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
What's up is this. Is I listen to you guys all the day. Every day, excuse me.
Thank you very much.
And I really do. But this is going to offend some of your listeners out there. But some of the people that call have no clue of what they're talking about. I have no idea where they justify these things and how they even think of these things. It's like they're a bandwagon fan or something. I trust Brad Holmes. He knows what he's doing. You know, us in listener land, we have limited information. Brad's got all the information, him and Dan. You know, I trust the man. He's doing the right thing. He's going to make a move if there's a move possible to make that's going to help this franchise and not hurt it. For you guys out there that just wants to bring in Max Crosby, okay. All right, let's just say the asking price is Goff, Amon Ross St. Brown, and Gibbs. Are you going to say that? No, yeah. You're not going to. That's what you sound like on the radio when you bring up these idiotic, you know, things or directions that we should go in. Please, guys, please do some studying, because well, there's times I just can't listen to you guys because these guys call in.
I'm sorry.
And they are way off base.
So, look, I think a great skill, and I appreciate the phone call, Matt, up against it here, but I think one of the great skill sets in life is being able to know what you don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then try and figure out how you make up for that flaw and work around it as best you can. Yeah, I think some people don't know what they don't know, but at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want the Lions holding up the Lombardi Trophy. And if they don't make a trade, do I still think they can win the Super Bowl? I do. I'm not giving up on the season if they don't make a trade. But I've said it. I want them to, and I suspect that they will. I don't think it's going to be a huge move. But I think the reason nothing has happened yet is because they're still working on a huge move. The people that want a trade to happen now are people that are likely, like don't think anything's going to happen. It makes no sense. It makes a ton of sense that those teams that have those great assets are taking it to the finish line, that want to play all the games before the trade deadline and see where they stand. That's why nothing's happened yet, in my opinion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.